Yes. Welcome in, Mark, in the morning. It is time for the legal ID. Gina was yesterday, I think. Andy, you're on the board.
Ah, all right. Well, I'm not going to do it today. former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Excellent.
Is going to deliver it today.
Excellent. I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, now with the legal ID, here is Dick Cheney.
Yeah, all right. Legal ID. Yeah. Wait,
there's some penguin in this.
My heart stopped. Okay, there it goes. 100.3 the sound is KSWD FM HD 1 Los Angeles, Orange County. We just classic rock. I like to frack that. Southern California's classic rock.
Yes, very freeing that was.
You feel it?
I felt it.
I felt it.
Today, we are quite busy. Let me just run it down to you. First of all, we're going to be speaking with the second most interesting man in the world. Chick on the Street had some technical glitches yesterday. She's back out.
We've got that all figured out. We've got
we've
got it sussed. We have Terry's on it.
Well, the moment that I hear Katie's voice and she can hear mine, then I'll believe you. Not until. But today, she's actually going to help people change their radio dial to 100.3. We have instructions. In case you might like to sing to your sweetie for Valentine's, we're going to have instructions as to how you can do it. We've got Andy's capsule, Gina's trending. The reviews are in for 50 Shades of Grey. What is up with Uma Thurman? The sexiest accents in the world. God loves stupid criminals. Who is leading the Oscar race? I was remiss yesterday. We didn't get around to the dog who says I love you. We will get to that today. And we have a big announcement at 7 o'clock. It involves all of you. Be here for that. And I have to make an apology to an entire city today. Nobody will enjoy this more than Andy and Gina. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound. Welcome in, Mark in the Morning. Oh, got to do that. Brian Williams, exaggeration about a helicopter incident in Iraq will cost him more than his reputation. NBC announced Tuesday night that they are docking the nightly news anchor for 6 months without pay. Deborah Turnis, the president of NBC News, said in a memo, quote, "This was wrong and completely inappropriate for someone in Brian's position." Last week on his nightly newscast, Williams apologized for exaggerating his account of the 2003 incident and saying that his helicopter had been hit by enemy fire when, in fact, it was a helicopter that was flying an hour earlier.
Here's a view of rockets I'd never seen passing underneath us, 1,500 feet beneath us.
Now, is this a career killer? Because some people are calling for his resignation.
I think it is. And you know the real problem, I think? The place where he stepped over a line that he can't come back, it's when you cross veterans.
Mm.
And I think that's the big thing. When you conflate what you're doing with what people are doing every single day,
gotcha.
You know, in the line of duty, I think that is where it becomes unforgivable. So, I don't see him coming back to the NBC Nightly News. Now, will he do other things in broadcasting? Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, Dan Rather survived that minor controversy that they had in, 2008 around the election. He's gone on to have a fine career. And I think, you know, Marv Albert was able to bite a woman's butt and then still come back and make a living in broadcasting. So I think he has a future. He has a lucrative future, but I don't think he's going to be the voice of America anymore.
I disagree. I think we're going to have to play this tape back in 6 months and see what happens, because I think that Brian Williams is beloved. He always seemed like a stand-up guy. People still have that image of him as somebody you can trust, and he just, quote, misremembered. So I think by getting out ahead of it...
He's misremembered 2015.
Yeah. By getting out ahead of it, saying, you know what, I'm going off the air without pay, that's his mea culpa, and he'll be back.
When we come back, we're going to discuss in detail what is up, if anything, with Uma Thurman. So stay where you are. Eagles now on 100.3 The Sound. It is Southern California's classic rock. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Chick on the Street is back up today. Going to move to DEFCON 2. We've got Andy's Capsule, Gina's Trending, and the second most interesting man in the world. Okay.
Not the first.
No.
Not the most interesting man.
No, second.
The second.
And I think he's probably going to have some tude about that.
All right.
So we'll figure it out. So now, this came up. I've put the photograph in front of both of you, face down. I want you to pick it up. This is a photograph from this past weekend of Uma Thurman.
I turn this over now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of people are saying, because do you remember the, what's her name, Jerry Maguire girl?
Renee Zellweger.
Okay. So she appeared on a red carpet, and she looked different.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't look different. She looked like a different person.
Yeah. This, they're all talking about it. It looks to me like, obviously, it's an older Uma Thurman.
Mm-hmm.
Very little eye makeup, which mm-hmm. could be contributing to the look. But she doesn't look like the Uma Thurman that we saw last time we saw her.
Well, for one thing, she has her hair a lot different. Didn't Uma Thurman always kind of have her hair, you know, like down in
bangs,
like mermaid
not,
hair,
not bangs,
wavy,
but yeah, wavy and
wispy.
Yeah. And this is a little bit, you know, more conservative off to the side,
polished look. And Exhibit A and B, both of her eyes, is the reason you'll never see me without eye makeup. That's what that does. But that's the thing. That's a, you know, I know you two just got back from Milan from Fashion Week, so I know that you're very, very aware of the trends in women's makeup.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a trend in women's makeup. Very clean eye.
Oh.
No eyeliner. No, and a bright lip and a how you doing kind of sexy mouth.
Yeah, she kind of has a Hillary Clinton thing going on here.
Oh, I don't think that's what she was going for.
You don't think that was the
that
intent?
That probably wasn't the goal.
I'm going to look like Hillary Clinton this morning.
Yeah.
You know what I love most about this picture? It's obviously taken in a Vanity Fair event, right? Because
yes.
You see the step and repeat behind her, but
right.
She's blocking out the vanity part, and
right.
It just says fair.
Fair.
So you have no issues here, either one of you, no issues here.
Well, it's not like she did anything. Here's the thing. If she did something drastic medically, it didn't make her.
It didn't take?
Yeah. It didn't make her unusually.
Look, Vanity Fair is on the cutting edge of trends of fashion. This is, I think, the trendy look she's going for. And I don't think she knows it looks bad because it's the Emperor's new clothes. Everyone's like, oh, look at your look. Did you just get back from Paris? Oh, it's so chic. It's so now. It's so sophisticated. But us plebeians aren't used to seeing
it. How old is she? Because I don't think she looks that bad in this picture. I think she looks nice.
No. That's what hit me. She doesn't look bad. It's just she looks different.
She looks tired.
Right. Yes.
That's what happens when you don't wear eye makeup, people.
By the way, I love that. When somebody, I mean, you're walking around, you're minding your own business, and it's happened to all of us. Somebody will say to you, you look tired. I hate that.
I do that to people.
I feel really good, but now I'm tired all of a sudden?
Yeah.
What's with you?
All they're saying is your eyes look super puffy.
So let's go to Danny. Danny, we need to check on his welfare because Danny had a little mini meltdown yesterday in the middle of Valentine love songs. Danny, how you doing, sweetie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He blocked it out.
Danny, you're good. What did you have for dinner last night? I bet it wasn't pizza.
No. It was a box of spaghetti. Mm. Then I take it, I fry it up with some soy sauce, ginger, garlic, red pepper, black
Ooh.
Pepper, sesame seeds. Yeah, I make it really good.
That sounds amazing.
By the way, this has to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I'm in the Jock Lounge here after the show, and I hear Danny walking down the hall, and Josh, our programming assistant, sees him in the hallway and says, dude, the thing about the pizza delivery guy, my wife has that.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
I'm not
this
the only one.
My wife
I
has
don't
that.
Buy it.
Wait. That's what he said. Now, he's not here yet. He's, you know, not in the office. So we'll have to wait until later on in the day to check with him about it. But I asked him about it. I said, well, and then, of course, yeah, Danny jumps on it and says, see? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
It's normal. And
yeah.
I said, well, no, that's not the point that was made here. Josh, do you think your wife's reaction is normal? No.
Yeah.
Absolutely
see,
not.
Danny, don't build it up in your mind that there is a multitude of people that do this.
Right.
It's just Josh's wife, so we got one so far.
Yeah.
All right. Look, trust me, they're out there, and they're going to call.
And they're coming.
Plug the number.
The phones are full phones right now, I promise.
Our phone number is 888-696-1003. We haven't really told those of you that don't know what we're saying. Danny has a bit of a phobia. He will allow his wife to call the pizza place to deliver a pizza. The moment the doorbell rings, Danny runs and hides in a bedroom because he doesn't want the pizza guy to see him knowing what he's going to have for dinner.
Who does that besides traumatized animals when the doorbell right. rings and goes and hides under the bed?
Danny.
Well, I sometimes peek through just to see, you know, as long as he can't see me.
Just to make sure they're not.
Do you ever use the jail way and just like put like a mirror on a toothbrush and stick it around the corner?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We do have a big announcement shortly after 7 o'clock. Be here for that. We've got Chick on the Street, and we've got this. Jon Stewart is leaving The Daily Show after 16 years.
I'm not going to be here and try and sum up what this place has meant to me over the years, but I couldn't do that. And we have plenty of time, and I've got myriad people to thank, and we'll get to that over time. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. But this show doesn't deserve an even slightly restless host, and neither do you. I don't think I'm going to miss being on television every day. I'm going to miss coming here every day. And this is where I love the people here. They're the best. They're creative and collaborative and kind, and that's alliterative, but it's cheating because it's a K. But you understand what I'm saying. I love them and respect them so much.
What is this fluid? What are these feelings?
Comedy Central president Michelle Gainless said, quote, "For the better part of the last two decades, I have had the incredible honor and privilege of working with Jon Stewart. His comedic brilliance is second to none. Jon has been the heart of Comedy Central, championing and nurturing the best talent in the industry in front of and behind the camera. Through his unique voice and vision, The Daily Show has become a cultural touchstone for millions of fans and an unparalleled platform for political comedy that will endure for years to come." So, with this love affair coming from him and from the president, why then is he leaving?
Well, I think that he just wanted to do some other things. And, you know, like the year before last, he directed that Rosewater movie about a young man in Iran. Mm-hmm. And I think he just wanted to do some other things that you can't do if you're sitting behind a desk 5 days a week or 4 days a week.
The thing. I mean, it's been 16 years, and we all love it because we get to come home and, you know, order some pizza and hide behind the couch and, you know, have a good time and watch a show. But this is his daily grind, and I think after 16 years, you know, he has the right to just want to move on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can relate. It was one of the main reasons I left the Mark and Brian program. I wanted to do other things, other stuff, work with other people. Gina Grad, Daniel Mizrahi, talent.
Right.
And so.
Well said.
I loved what his comment about. He's like, you know, I've been here for 17 years, and that outlasts my tenure at any other job I've had in my lifetime by 16 years and 5 months.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's true. It's you know, like being here. When you're in any sort of media, if you're there for more than 2 years, you have had a long, storied career.
It's true.
You know, it's like
true.
The NFL. 3 years is the average career in the NFL. It's the same with being on TV or in the radio. And I think that after a while, it lasts much longer than you ever thought it would. And he just wants to do other things.
Well, Jeb Bush's possible presidential campaign got off to a bit of a rocky start on Tuesday before it officially started. The likely presidential candidate's chief technology officer resigned from his job last night, one day after he removed tweets from his personal Twitter account that Bush considered, quote, inappropriate. Ethan something quit Bush's political team after BuzzFeed reported on tweets dating back to 2009 that called women, quote, sluts. And contain derogatory remarks about the gays.
Hmm. Lovely. Yeah. Now, does he, if they said, we're going to suspend you for 6 months without pay, people might have a little problem with that. You know, you got to go. after yeah. saying things.
At this point, in the campaign, particularly, you want no baggage when you're 2 years out.
Yeah.
One of the things I've learned about politics, and I'm not really a big political guy, but in politics, when something goes wrong, somebody has to step down or resign or be fired.
Answer
There's no,
for it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's always been the case, it seems.
Well, that's why you hire people for your campaign and your administration. That's so that when things go, when you step in it, you can fire some people. And it looks like you've fixed it.
Yeah, but could Barack Obama have had any more of the odds against him coming from Illinois? Everyone around him is corrupt and going to prison every 5 minutes. So the fact that he
that's
even got
the Chicago
to office,
way.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's how you get Capone.
You're about 30 minutes away from Andy's time capsule rock classic thing. And
I am so gratified by your introduction.
So stay where you are. By the way, I'm going to teach you how to sing to your mate for Valentine. I'm going to teach you in case you want to do it. Nice. Clash 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning. Good to have you. Now, before we move to business, Gina had an interesting moment last night, and I don't even know what it is, but I can't wait to hear.
So now that I am gainfully employed again, and my boyfriend is not because he's a TV writer and the show just ended, there's been lots of jokes about who's bringing home the bacon and, you know, I got to provide for my little lady. So this has been like the joke for the last 2 weeks. So I get to his house yesterday.
Wait, do you call him?
The little
your,
lady.
Your little lady?
Yeah. Or the wifey. So we joke about, you know, I want my robe, I want my slippers, I want my dinner. This is our joke. I want my sports section, whatever.
Get in that kitchen to make me some biscuits.
Thank you. Rattle some pots and pans. Let me know you're working too. So I walk in the door, and he's standing there, not saying a word, holding a brand new robe, slippers, puts it on me. I go, what's in the pocket? A pipe. Won't say what kind is all he could find. And I go, what smells so good? And he said, full dinner, chicken, rice, spinach. And he goes, and he just starts shoving me to the couch. He goes, I just want you to sit down. I want you to enjoy your time. And apparently he listens to Mark in the Morning. He says, I won't speak for the first 30 minutes you're here. I know you've had a long day.
Wow.
Thank you, Mark. You really are changing lives.
Boy, this guy treats you like a queen.
See, I am very spoiled rotten.
I was going to say, maybe from a different perspective, this guy is scared to death. His girl is now upwardly mobile.
Yeah.
And he wants to make sure he gets his hooks in there.
You're onto something. He's a good one.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
And was the food good?
It was delicious. He made fried rice with bacon in it. The man knows what he's doing.
Nice.
Now, Katie joined us. Chick on the Street is out and about. We're moving to DEFCON Level 2 today. When Linda and I first moved to California, we were Disney nuts, and we freaked out being that close to Disneyland. So we raised our kids literally going 6 times a year to Disneyland. As a result, Katie and her stupid sister are complete Disneyites. They've got the pass, and they go, how many times a year, Katie, do you go to Disneyland?
I can't tell you how many times a year, but I go once a week, if
what?
Not one yeah. more time. So yeah. you wow. do that math.
You know what? I asked her about that yesterday. She said she was going to Disneyland, and I said, wow, really? You have an annual pass? You go that often? And she said something that I thought was moving.
And?
She said that it was a place that she spent a lot of time with her mom and dad and brother and sister when she was young. And when she goes there, she feels close to all of you, and it's a happy place for her.
That's touching. That is very touching. She's never said that to me.
Well,
I try not to speak with her.
Yeah, that's probably best. But it's true, because when you guys moved to North Carolina, there really wasn't, you know, I have my apartment, but that's not home to me. Mm-hmm. So when I go to Disneyland, it feels like I'm going home. Wow. Oh, that sounds
now,
so lame,
wow.
but
that's
it's
I misread it. I thought that you were saying that being there reminded you of times here in town when your father would make fun of fat people from Oklahoma.
Because following that, I told Andy, if you want to feel good about the way you look, go ahead and go to Disneyland. No offense to anybody, but honestly, I mean, if you want to feel good, but you know what I mean? It's that law of odds that if you don't see anyone that looks bad, it's probably you.
It's probably you. Yeah.
Well, are you an actress?
Katie has attached herself to this one particular goat. Did you go see the goat yesterday?
I saw Leota. She was great.
Wait, what?
So in there's something called Thunder Ranch.
Yeah,
and
I'm
there's goats in there.
This is the first I'm hearing of this. Yes. And I was just at Disneyland.
They all have names. I like Leota. She's very sweet. And I talk to her. I swear to God, she can hear me because she looks up at me. Oh, she was eating something. I'm assuming it's salt, the salt lick and whatnot. But I've got a video of me whispering. Well, because I call myself the goat whisperer because I'm just in there, just goating around.
Wake it up with Katie and Leota.
No, seriously. I mean, they're so funny to me. I could stand. Daniel's always like, Katie, can we go? Like, I don't want to stand with the goat anymore. And it's just me and the goats.
All right, now we got to get to Cody. Cody is a professional baseball player with the Padres, and he also has an aspiring career with his filming. Cody is on the phone. Cody, good day.
Hey, what's going on, Mark? And also, I just want to say how great it is to be on the air with Gina and Andy, you know, the talent.
Yes. Cody, I will sign one thing. One thing per person.
But don't make a big thing out of it, okay?
Cody, we've got to move quickly because I got to take a break. But tell everybody what you did. No, we'll do it. I don't want you to rush it. Cody did something at his baseball team that, and he filmed it, and it went completely viral. He was on ESPN because of it. So, Cody, stay where you are. We're going to come back with that, okay?
You got it.
We're just around the corner from Andy's Time Rock Castle, okay? And so we'll get to that moment.
Take a shot.
Oh, God, Dad.
So we're back with that. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound. You know, technically, we should say Beatles, but I think at this point we all know that was completely George Harrison. So George Harrison, while my guitar gently weeps. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Before we go to Cody, remind me, because Andy's got a story about a birth in Hong Kong that I want to hear, and remind me to tell my Dryvac story.
Dryvac?
Keyword,
yeah.
Dryvac.
Yeah, remind me to do that. All right, so let's go to Cody. Now, everybody's going to want to see this video. Cody, before you talk about what you call to talk about, I can tell you that in professional baseball, 10% of the time you're playing baseball, the rest of the time you're hanging out. And if you don't entertain yourself, you'll die from boredom. What you're going to hear is a video that Cody made that went completely viral. He was on ESPN because of it. Cody, tell everybody what you did to this poor guy.
I had a teammate named Jeff Francoeur this year. And Jeff Francoeur spent about 10 years in the big leagues. Great dude. He's also stupid.
Great dude.
So he joins our team the last day of spring training. And, you know, we kind of give him the whole rundown. Say, hey, it's a very competitive team. You know, we're gonna get you back to the big leagues where you belong. Oh, by the way, we also have a deaf pitcher.
Wow.
And we just walked away.
A deaf pitcher?
Yeah, a deaf pitcher. Jorge Reyes. Hearing impaired pitcher. Here's the problem. Jorge Reyes is not hearing impaired.
Wow.
So we basically set Jeff up for a month thinking that Jorge Reyes was deaf.
You're a terrible person.
That is awful.
And he would talk to him in a special way.
louder.
I was going to say, please don't say louder.
There was a game where Jeff came up to him because Jorge was a pitcher and he came in mid innings and, you know, shut everybody down. And then immediately Jeff ran up to him with thumbs up, loudly mouthing the words, "Great job!"
And how did the seemingly hearing impaired pitcher respond?
He waited for him to leave, and he looked at me. He's like, "Is this guy kidding?
Oh.
What an idiot!"
Oh my God.
Well, look. The reveal is shown on the video. Cody, you've got to get me that video so I can stick it up on markinthemorning.com.
Oh, it's just on YouTube. I'll text it to you or something.
Okay, so but you also got a video of your dad?
Okay, yeah. So my dad's furious with me because I have a fairly large Twitter following. It's not crazy, but it's a fairly large one. So about 2 months ago, my dad, who, just like anyone else in my family, is known to have a libation or two here and there, I'd say about 3 bottles of Dewar's Deep and watching a Bob Skaggs DVD.
Three
Those
bottles?
Those things go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Three bottles of Dewar's.
I, I didn't say he drank it alone. I was.
Oh. You were complicit. Okay.
Oh, let's be real clear. I could drink that as if it was Gatorade. So we're sitting there, and he is just going crazy. I'm talking singing along with the Lido Shuffle, dancing as much as a 250-pound out-of-shape man wearing a Magnum PI tank top could dance. And he's just really feeling it. I mean, when the synthesizer really kicks loose at the end of Lido, I mean, he's feeling it. So I'm just sneakily videotaping it, and I threw it online last night just because I thought it'd be funny. And it kind of got around pretty quick. And now Jay is old, like you, Mark. And so he called me last night at like 1 a.m. and furious, like, take that down now. Like, so I just went like, what? It's funny. No one's making fun of you. And like, if anyone, and if anything, someone would be making fun of that you're wearing an obscure Magnum PI tank top. And he's just like, no, take that down now. He thinks I'm
making fun of him. Well, did you take it down, or can we see it?
I took it down on Facebook, but it's still on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, that poor old man doesn't know how social networking works.
Yeah, I kind of adhered to his wishes. I took it down off Facebook.
Yeah, it's really his fault. It's his fault that he's not more attuned to the social networking world.
Cody, listen, we got to go. Are you working out with the Padres in San Diego right now?
Actually, right now I'm driving down to San Diego to work out with the hitting coach and the catching coordinator.
All right, keep us posted. We hope you make the show. Keep us posted on what's going on.
Oh, and by the way, remember, I'll be on State of Affairs next week, so that's kind of cool.
What?
Okay, excellent.
What?
Make sure we know that. Call back next week.
With Rex
Lynn?
Okay. That's awesome.
All right, Cody, thanks. All right, and now it's time. Watch me. It's time for Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Woo!
Just worried you're going to hurt yourself.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. We're opening it up. Step off. This is the classic rock time capsule for Wednesday, February the 11th, 2015. It's Beatles week on the time capsule. Second week of February, rife with Beatles history. Today in 1963, a year before they show up on American TV's Ed Sullivan Show, lads do something unthinkable. Listen to this.
70s.
There. Now that is 10 Beatles songs in 10 seconds. It's ridiculous, right? Well, try recording all 10 of those in just 10 hours. That's equally nuts. That's what they do at Abbey Road Studios on this day in 1963. Producer George Martin helps them do it. Think about that. Most bands today can't record one song in 10 hours. The only way this is possible, those songs are part of their nightly set at the Cavern Club, and they know them all by heart. But go back and listen to Please Please Me and tell me you're not amazed at one hard day's work. 1964, on this day, the Mop Tops play their first live gig in America at the Washington Coliseum. And on 1965, on this day, Ringo marries his first wife, Maureen. Now, here she is screaming at the end of their rooftop concert 5 years later.
Thanks, Mo.
That's them thanking her for her little cheering there. I told you there was a lot of Beatles stuff this week. Today marks the debut of a powerful character in glam rock history, Ziggy Stardust. Yeah, the David Bowie character who got it done
with God-given ass.
That's right. Now I know how he feels. David debuts his character in a show in Tolworth, England, this date in 1972. And this is the date in 1992 that Motley Crue fire singer Vince Neil, claiming, quote, he doesn't have a passion for music. Okay, but what's that have to do with what Motley Crue does? Boom! Who wants some? See what I did there? Let's have a little Dr. Field. Crue, they welcome Vince Neil back into the fold just 5 years later. They recently announced that their farewell concert will take place at Staples Center this upcoming New Year's Eve. And finally, today's the day in 1982. U2 kick off their fourth U.S. tour supporting the October album. Now, if you're like me, you agree, there's no better way to tell the world you're a serious rock combo than by playing a concert on a Mississippi riverboat. That's what they do. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to share some U2. Hold the riverboat, of course. You're tuned to Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound. This is the Classic Rock Time Capsule on Southern California's Classic Rock.
Welcome back in, Mark in the Morning. Katie is here. Chick on the Street returns. Technically, we know we're good. So, Katie, you have two functions today.
Yep.
We're moving to DEF CON 2. You're going to go to a gas station, and you're going to actively get people to get in their car and change the dial, their radio dial, to 100.3. And you've got to see them do it.
Yep, that's the goal.
And
Dad.
Katie, I know you're fearless, but please resist the urge to get in the car with them.
Yeah, no, the fear would be that they then turn it on and drive away.
Exactly.
And there goes Chick on the Street.
And also, I would advise you'll have electrical equipment mm-hmm. in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not too close to the pumps.
Yeah.
And also, then you're going to head to a Starbucks and do your announcement thing. You brought it with you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you not have it memorized by now?
I was thinking in the bathroom, do I have it memorized? Could I just say it? Like, maybe I could.
All right, so you're out of here. The first time we've got you up is at 7:50 from the gas station.
All right. I will head to the gas station.
It is time now for our major announcement. North American dates for AC/DC's Rock or Bust World Tour have been announced. The North American dates kick off August 22nd in Foxborough, Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium. But what you need to be concerned with is that September 28th, AC/DC will be here at Dodger Stadium. It is going to be an immediate sellout. And guess who's got tickets? Mark in the Morning has tickets. Now, we're going to be stingy with them. We're not going to just pass them out. We're going to make you earn these. But your chance to go see AC/DC at Dodger Stadium September 28th will be here on Mark in the Morning. So make sure you're a part of it. You know, there is such a greatness to this band. My wife loves AC/DC. I've never seen them. I may have to get this done. So there it is, September 28th, AC/DC, Dodger Stadium. Your connection for seats at that show is right here at The Sound and Mark in the Morning. We've got the second most interesting man in the world coming up. Katie is back on the street, and I got to tell my Dryvac story. All of it will be revealed, but right now here is Foreigner on The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
We lost a great one. Ed Sable, the founder of NFL Films and a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, died Monday, at the age of 98. Sable, who is credited with revolutionizing sports on camera by capturing pictures and sounds that had never been seen or heard before. So when you sit down to the NFL Network and you watch all of those great old NFL films, that is because Ed Sable did that. And because of his technology, he said, you know, up until he created NFL Films, all football games were filmed from the press box. And he said, if I could get down on the field and really show the mud and the blood and the guts. And it was because of Ed Sable that the creation of the zoom lens, because he said, if I get in the face of a football player, they get upset. They don't want to talk to me. So he had a zoom lens where he could get those shots that we all love so much with the NFL Films.
It's amazing. And they turned a 3-hour football game into an epic story with 5 acts and they wrote it that way and made it seem larger than life. It's like the guy that just died a couple months ago, the one who invented instant replay.
Right.
They're watching a football game. It was a college game. Mm-hmm. And he gets the idea, hey, I could show that touchdown again while they're talking about it. I could just route that video back on, you know, over the live telecast. And the announcer, as it's happening, is freaked out. He's like, what you're watching right now is not really happening now. But it's become so expected now, and slowing it down and watching it over and over like the Zapruder film. You know, it's become de rigueur in watching sports.
Ed Sable and NFL Films are credited with helping grow the popularity of the NFL into the craziness that it is today.
Yeah.
Because prior to that, you know, not that many people went to the games. You really couldn't see much on TV. And then the NFL Films debuted, and they really did make it what it is today, which is the great NFL.
Besides those films, and you know, fantasy football is the only other thing besides those films, I think, that can be credited with it exploding like it is.
What do you say we find out what is trending now? Here is Gina.
Well, it's the end of yet another late night era. Jon Stewart is leaving The Daily Show. Ending months of speculation about his future with the Comedy Central series, Stewart told the audience during Tuesday's taping that he is stepping down as the host after 16 years, all according to Entertainment Weekly. Stewart took over The Daily Show in 1999 from the previous host. Anyone remember who it was?
Craig Kilborn.
You got it. Since then, he's led the show to 19 Emmys, including a record streak of 10 consecutive wins for Outstanding Variety Show. The Daily Show also launched two spin-offs, The Colbert Report and the new Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, which is also great, and happened to launch Steve Carell's career as well. Reports that the daughter of late singer Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina Brown, will be taken off life support are false, according to the family lawyer and spokesperson Christopher Brown. Brown released a statement Tuesday calling the reports offensive and warned that he would deal with the media at the appropriate time. Hundreds of people gathered in a church on Monday night to pray for the 21-year-old who has been hospitalized in an induced coma since January 31st. But again, they're saying that the reports to take her off life support are just rumors. Well, Jamaica took one step closer to decriminalizing marijuana, and it couldn't have happened on a better day. The birthday of Jamaican reggae superstar Bob Marley. Last Friday, the Jamaican Senate passed a bill to decriminalize marijuana for medical, religious, and scientific purposes. The bill, which would...
No, it's for tax purposes. They want money.
Yeah, the bill, which would amend the country's Dangerous Drugs Act, would reduce possession of 2 ounces or less of marijuana for personal use to a ticketable offense rather than a criminal one. Cultivation of up to 5 plants would be permitted. Under current Jamaican law, now this is Jamaica where we think, oh, go to Jamaica and smoke weed. No. Marijuana possession charges can lead to as much as 5 years in prison and
Jesus.
A fine.
Wow.
Now, in animal horror news, I think I've given you all a visual that I've asked you not to look at until the end of this story. Oh, I had to look at it, and I won't be the only one that's not going to sleep tonight. A farmer in China had a litter of 19 piglets born on his farm recently, but there was something special slash terrifying about one of them. Farmer Tao Lu claims that among the piglets, there was a mutant one that came out with both a human face and what looks like a part of the male anatomy on its head. Lu said he was disappointed that the piglet ended up dying because once the word got out about the deformities, everybody wanted to buy it. I have a picture for each of you. Why don't you guys go ahead and turn that over? This will be visiting your nightmares tonight.
No. Oh, no.
Geez. I wasn't going to do this alone.
No. No. No.
No. Not into it.
I don't feel good.
Now, Katie, here's where I tell you how unbelievable your daughter is, Mark. She looked at that picture and goes, "Oh, the poor thing." She goes, "I hope it's okay." I go, "It's very much dead."
Here's the thing, for anyone listening and wondering, what could they be looking at?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that if anyone tries to post this picture on our website, I am going to... I'm going to tackle them.
Oh, God.
You know, and this is Mother Nature's way of saying, I don't think you're supposed to be here, because the mother would not feed it, and the baby wouldn't take to a bottle, so it perished. But, we're all God's creatures, Andy.
In China, people live too close to their animals. You know, just in too close a proximity. It's why you get bird flu and stuff like that. You know, when you've got...
He's a farmer. It was a litter of piglets on his farm. So you wouldn't adopt that pig if he needed somewhere to go. Mark, would you and Red make it one of your pack?
I'm not the same as I was before. Jesus. Thanks for that.
Okay, I'm very sorry about that. I am Gina Grad, and that is what's trending online in Mark in the Morning.
All right, so a little later in the 8 o'clock hour, I've got this 6-step thing. If you decide for Valentine's that you want to sing to your wife or girlfriend or your husband or boyfriend, there are 6 steps to help you to do it. So we're going to get to that. And then when we come back, I'm finally going to play for you The Dog That Says I Love You. The dog is kind of cute. The husband and wife are so annoying. So I'll get that done when we return. Welcome back in, Mark in the Morning. Let's just do this. I think this is a chihuahua. It's a little
Chihuahua.
He said Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Isn't that right?
Chihuahua.
It's not French, man.
It's Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
All right, so it's a little dog.
Chihuahua.
And the dog supposedly says, I love you. And frankly, I think I hear it. But what's really annoying is the wife and the husband is videotaping the wife. The wife is holding the dog. See if you hear the dog say, I love you.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She is.
I love you.
What?
I love you.
Take the challenge. Look up the video and watch it, and then see if you're like me, if you have to just stop yourself from wanting to start slapping people.
Well, here's the problem I have. It's with that cloyingly sweet music box in the background as well.
Well, you know, they're the kind of people. First of all, I did hear I love you, but they're the kind of people that go, you just had a baby. Congratulations. Oh, look at our pride and joy, Mr. Whiskers.
It's not nearly as good as the one from several years ago on YouTube. This one. That one's better.
That's pretty good.
When we come back, the second most interesting man in the world, that is here. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock. You're going to welcome back. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. It's good to have you. Well, we're all familiar with the most interesting man in the world, and of course, that man is an actor. But what you may not know is that one man was actually supposed to get the job because he really was and is the most interesting man in the world. Let us welcome Steve. He's on the phone. He is the second most interesting man in the world.
Mark, it's a great pleasure to meet you. You know, next time you're in Zurich, you must come to my home. We'll do lunch, as you Californians say. You know, it makes me think. They say that public speaking is the number one fear. Yeah. But fear is terrified of me. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I had lunch with a Bengal tiger in my living room. People say, how did you communicate? Well, I speak over 200 languages, backwards, including Choctaw. Wow. Bengal tiger was a piece of cake. I mean, I listen to the Pope's confessions. When I sing, whales sing along.
That is fascinating, Steve. Now, how did you react when you found out that you were not picked to be the most interesting man in the world?
Well, I did not find it interesting, Mark, I'll tell you that. But look, the camera adds 10 pounds and you have to work with imbeciles.
It's true.
Now I teach seminars on how to be interesting all over the world via Skype. Mm. Isn't it a wonder?
It is a wonder
that I can do it from my drawing room at my home in Zurich or the drawing room on my yacht.
And could you explain to everybody what a drawing room is?
Well, it's the room where I draw, Mark.
Right.
Yeah, doodle, mostly. You know, I spent a day painting a replica of the Sistine Chapel from memory, and then I soaked in a tub for the winter. I'm really no different than anyone else. I just eat life, and I like mine buttered.
Now, how does being the second most interesting man in the world affect your dating life?
Lots of women in my life. Right now, I'm seeing the third most interesting woman in the world.
What happened to the second most interesting woman in the world?
Well, she was busy. Said something about washing her hair.
Now, can anybody be interesting?
Everything and everyone is interesting to someone. Mm. I mean, how do you explain the success of Larry the Cable Guy?
Right, good.
Right. For me, it starts with three basic rules. Make everything you say a declaration.
Right.
I shall have the Cobb salad. Puff Daddy is in rare form tonight. This commuter lane is extraordinary.
Wow.
You see? Yeah. You see how that works?
Yeah, I got the feel.
Yeah. Always make an entrance, even on the phone. When I come into a room, I imagine myself stepping onto an Olympic platform to receive a gold medal, which I did receive, of course, for five sports. Strangely, I only competed in four.
Wow.
Another thing, you create a sense of mystery and wonder every day. I wonder aloud every day. I wonder where I can get the best eggplant for dinner. I say that aloud. I wonder. And the benefit is that my mind doesn't get cluttered with those thoughts. Then mystery. I'm mysterious. People often say to me, what the hell is your problem? I simply stare at them. You see, I'm creating mystery there.
Right.
When you practice, you say, well, when you practice these basic things over and over, your world changes.
Now, real quickly, Steve, what kind of results do people get from taking your Skype course?
Oh, my goodness. Dolphins will want to swim with you. Trees will want to climb you. Cologne will want to wear you. Bears will call you honey. Your laundry will do you. You'll be able to move French fries with your mind. Yeah. You will be able to save lives with a shoehorn. You can be in two places at once. You will be able to take a bite out of the actual Milky Way. The Weather Channel will ask you what it's going to be like over the weekend. You will be able to make Coca-Cola from scratch. Wow. You're not buying a stairway to heaven because you already own one.
Wow.
You will lead a Lion King parade with real lions. You'll tell a clock what time it is.
Steve, it is inspiring. I hope many people will jump on your course through Skype. Steve, the second most interesting guy in the world. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mark.
The best to you. Coming up momentarily, Katie is out and about. We move it to DEFCON 2. She is shouting the praises of Mark in the Morning, and she'll join us in about 20 minutes. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. So here's something you should know for the rest of this break, which is 5 minutes. Gina has to pee so badly, but we're just not going to let her do it yet.
Oh, man.
We also learned that Mark has no rhythm.
Sorry if I sound a little rushed until the next break.
All right, here's something you may not know. It was 45 years ago today that this song was released for a film called The Magic Christian. What some people don't know is that Paul McCartney wrote this song, and Joey Molland of Badfinger weighs in on how they found the tune.
It was recorded about a month before I joined the band. The bass player, Ron Griffith, left for some unknown reason. I've heard three different stories, but the story that the guys told me about that song was Paul sent a tape round and a note saying, learn this song just exactly as it is, and we'll go in and record it, and it'll be a big hit for you. That's what they did. They learned Paul's arrangement from his demo, and then they went in the studio, and he recorded it. And it was a big hit, just like he said.
Now, McCartney produced the track for Badfinger, and they were kind of pushing him because they didn't want to do it exactly like Paul had done it. And he said, no, it's got to be exact because this is the hit. Here is Paul McCartney's original demo. So I guess the only thing is Paul seems a little bit slower than the Badfinger version.
Right.
But I like.
It's pretty good. Right, right. So just learn this the way I did it, right, note for note. And then I said, take the bread and, like, we'll slice it, right, and we'll have a slice. Slice loaf of bread. And that's why I invented the sliced bread. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, so let me share with you, and I usually, I've just had to embrace the fact that I'm a complete dumbass, and there's no way to change that. I don't do anything.
When did you come to this? Because this, it was a while ago for us.
Oh, I just gave in. I just gave in because I never do anything. I try to do the right thing. I try to do good things, and bad things happen to me. And I just kind of stopped trying to not do it. When I lived in California, I had a balcony on the second floor off of my office that had a little fireplace. And so I would make fires every night, have a cigar and enjoy. And after a while, the ashes would build. And so I decided I'm going to get my dry vac and I'm going to vacuum those ashes out. So
it's one
I'm
of those little
there.
Chimneys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't a big fireplace, but you have to keep it. So I'm down there and I got the big dry vac and I'm vacuuming out the ashes like this. And all of a sudden I realized that this hose, this big rubber hose that I'm using, had gotten really, really light. And so I look and down on the floor, It gets worse. Down on the floor is a melted pile of plastic, black plastic. And then I look and I realize that I've been vacuuming up hot embers and it has melted the hose. And as I'm realizing that, the dry vac itself explodes into flames because the embers are inside. Okay, so now I've got a dry vac on fire plugged into the wall.
Now, this is tobacco that you're smoking. This is tobacco. Okay.
And so now I've got a dry vac that is completely engulfed in flames near my couch, which could catch on fire. So thinking swiftly, I unplugged it. I picked up the dry vac from the bottom and I threw it off the balcony onto the front yard.
Because what could possibly go wrong?
It caught the front yard on fire. So now I've got to run downstairs, and as I'm running downstairs, my biggest fear is that my wife is going to see me, and I'm going to have to explain what just happened, and I don't have time right now because my front yard is on fire.
Right.
So I went, and I had to get the hose and move it from where it was to where the fire is, and at this point, 20 yards of my front yard have now burned, and so I've just got the hose. All my neighbors can see that I'm putting out my front yard, and then my wife came. And I had to explain the story.
You know, Mark, it is very hard to hear that story without hearing yakety sax in my mind.
Look, it's like I say, I don't mean to do it. It just happens. And it always will happen. It's just what it is to be me.
That is a special kind of stupid.
You're a special snowflake is what you are.
Now, Andy, that's a special kind of stupid.
That is amazing.
I got a ton of them. So now we're going to hear Andy's Hong Kong birth story. I have no idea what that is. But when we come back, Katie is on location. She is at a gas station. She's going to start talking people into putting their radio on 100.3 The Sound. Chick on the Street is next. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound. We're going to go to Chick on the Street in just a moment. Do you remember just a second ago when I told you the Dryvac story and I told you that I don't do things intentionally, and I don't, and I've just had to embrace that it's always going to happen? I mentioned this to you guys this morning. I don't think anybody's going to enjoy this more than Andy and Gina and Danny as well. Let's go to Ron. He's calling from Ridgecrest. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Not too bad. So on your former morning show, there was a running story about they told me to kiss her where it stinks, and so I took her to Norco.
Right.
Yesterday, you talked to a listener from Norwalk, and you just gave him the business about how bad it stinks from all the cows down in Norwalk. There's no cows in Norwalk.
It's in Norco.
Norco. There used to be dairies galore out in Norco.
North Corona. Am I right? Is that right? Norco?
No, there's actually a town called Norco.
I know, but isn't that what it's short for? North Corona? Norco? I could be wrong on that.
I really don't know.
Ron, listen, I so appreciate you calling and letting me know that, because I have offended a city that I didn't. My name is Mark Thompson. I'd like to speak to you, the citizens of Norwalk. I'm absolutely positive you've got a fantastic city down there. Probably smells like gardenias and stuff. And yesterday, I wrongly accused you of stinking. And I was talking about Norco, because that smells like butt down there. So
Mark.
Yeah.
Stop digging. When you're in a hole, stop digging.
You people at Norwalk, I'm really, really sorry. I didn't mean to. I thought
Norco is the garden spot of Southern California. Isn't that where the beautiful pastures are, where they have thoroughbred horses? Isn't Norco like the horse capital of USA?
Postcard.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever driven through Norco?
It'll make your eyes water.
Yeah, dude, drive. In fact, take the kids and roll the windows down and then enjoy the innards of cows.
The smell of money in the air.
So really, seriously, from my heart, from deep inside my heart, to those of you that live in Norwalk, I'm really, really sorry about the diss yesterday.
Yeah, from an oily, dark pit inside his heart. I can tell he's genuine.
Ron, we've got something from you for the booty box. Gina, can you dig in there deep?
Yes, I can. Let me reach in there. Oh, I got something good for him. A pair of tickets to see Mark Knopfler and the band at the Dolby Theater on September 19th. Tickets are on sale now, but you are going for free, my dear.
Oh, my God. You guys rock.
You know what's great about that is she made a sound effect like she was was digging in the booty box. She actually crinkled up that nasty pig picture from an hour ago.
Well, that's what we call the booty box now.
Hey, Ron, appreciate the call, my brother.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down.
Yeah.
Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street.
Nice
you
voice.
Never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Dude has pipes.
Yes. Yes. It is time now to go to Chick on the Street. My daughter, Katie, is out there spreading the word. Katie, how you doing?
I am good. I want to start moving, though, because I've got somebody pumping.
Go to it. Now, they're pumping gas. You got to get them to change. Now, you got, Katie, you got to make sure they know their voice is on the radio.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay,
I'm
go.
I'm going to walk across. I'm walking across the gas station right now. He got in his car.
Go knock on the window.
Coming. Oh,
just go knock on the window.
He didn't see me coming, but... Well, all right. I'm going to... Sir? Hello. I am with 100.3 The Sound. Could I bother you for a second? Your voice will be on the air. Is there any way that I could convince you to change your radio station to just 100.3 The Sound to give the morning show a good listen? Okay, he could not be less interested.
He said, do not like to be bothered.
He said, please go away. I am so not interested.
Oh, wow.
And also, Katie, try to get the mic down there so we can at least, as long as you tell them they're going to be on the radio, whatever they say is legal. So try to get the mic down so we can hear what they say.
Right,
do you have somebody else in line?
There's a girl in pajamas, but I feel like she probably doesn't want to be talked to.
Perfect.
That means go talk to her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hello. So sorry to bother you. I'm with 100.3 The Sound. Your voice is on the air if you want to talk. I was wondering if there was any way that I could get you to just turn on in your car 100.3 The Sound to give our morning show a listen. Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, geez. Delay.
If I could just... Is there any way that I could watch you do it? Okay, great. She's gonna... She is right now putting her her gas thing in, and then she is going to get in the car and turn the radio station on.
Okay.
Here we go. And, so she's in the car.
Right.
We are starting the car. So 100.3. All right.
Is she doing
in.
It?
She's locked it. Yep.
Katie, ask her why she's...
I'm hearing us. Ooh.
Katie, tell her to turn the radio down and ask her why she's wearing pajamas in public.
My dad is now making me ask you why you're wearing pajamas in public.
Because I literally went down the street to put gas in my car before I go to my first job interview later. I have to get ready, but I had to put gas in the car first.
All right. You know, she's just getting gas, Dad. You know?
Ask her if she's married with kids.
Are you married with children?
No.
She's not, no.
She sounded so defeated.
Yeah, Mark and Katie, I think this woman might need something from the booty box.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think she might need something from the booty box.
All right, so Gina, you tell Katie what choices she has.
You know what? You can ask this lovely pajama-clad lady if she'd like to have a gift certificate to Burke Williams, a pair of tickets to see Bob Seger, or a pair of tickets to see Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits.
Would you like a
Katie will never remember that.
To Burke Williams Spa for $100? Or would
you're
you
not
like
selling.
To
no,
to
tell her it's not going to cost her $100.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
No, it's not going to cost you $100. We would give this to you. So she goes, right, of course. I understand. Or I have Bob Seger tickets.
Or Mark Knopfler.
Or Mark Knopfler.
The Dire Straits guy.
Which one of those things do you want?
The spa, because, well, I'm wearing pajamas.
Okay, so she's going to go with the spa.
Get her
information.
All right,
say thank you.
Thank you so much.
Katie,
I'm
don't
get your information.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, all right.
We got time for one more. Do you see somebody else?
Let me see.
All right.
Mission
Sorry,
accomplished.
I told her to wait.
Yeah.
I told her to wait so that I could come back to get her info. Here we go. Found somebody else.
She doesn't know where to be.
Yeah, she
She's
only has
pajamas.
A job interview to go to. Don't hurry.
Hello. I am with 100.3 The Sound. Your voice will be on the air if you want to talk. I was wondering if I could get you to get in your car and put 100.3 The Sound on to give us give our morning show a listen. She doesn't want to do it. And there's no way I can convince you to do this.
No.
Nope. All right.
Katie,
she
Katie,
says there's
Katie,
no way I can. Yes.
Tell her that your father's not wearing pants.
No. I'm walking away from that. Mm-mm,
all right. Do you have one other person you can go to?
Let's see.
Deny the host.
That woman intimidated her.
I could go into the Quickie Mart.
Yeah, go in there.
Let's go in there.
Get a blueberry squishy while you're in there.
Hey, Katie, do your announcement. Yeah. Do you have it with you?
I don't have it with me, but I can wing it.
Yeah, just to go in there and wing it. And don't forget, give me your attention, please, all that stuff.
Hello. If I could just have your attention to the one person in here. I am from 100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning. And I just want to let everybody know about it. So I'm here to announce that. And,
are there any questions?
Do you listen to the radio?
I listen actually not too much, but I listen it.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a radio in here?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Right now to turn on 100.3 The Sound.
I can do that.
Yeah? Yeah? Woo! Will you do it right now for me?
And tell him that I'm your dad and I'm the show with Andy and Gene and Danny.
Andy.
Is he doing it?
Mark, you know what we're experiencing right now?
Give me a second.
What?
Our first chick change.
Oh, nice. Oh, I like that.
By the way, the morning show is called Mark in the Mornings. If you ever listened to Mark and Brian, my dad of that, Mark, doing the morning show.
Katie.
Yes.
Tell him I'm not wearing pants.
Like, that's a selling factor.
He's not on pants right now. Okay,
you absolutely ignored that.
To get the radio up and going.
He's working hard. I'm going to give this guy something. This guy deserves
some
tickets.
You know, people in line and that are staying.
Katie, you're breaking up. You need to.
Yeah,
you're breaking up, sweetie. You need to back out of the store.
But don't back out. It'll look suspicious.
Yeah, back out slowly. With your back to the door.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, much better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, can you hear us?
In the store. I can hear you.
Okay, well, you need to back out because it's breaking up. And besides, back out of the store.
It's riveting conversation to ask if
I'm out of the
store. We can hear each other.
Okay, so now you got to head to Starbucks.
Chick on the street is on the street.
Yes, chick on the street is. So do your official sign off and throw it back to us.
I have an official sign off. This is from 100.3 The Sound. Chick on the street, on the street.
Sign-up changes each time. But you know, the takeaway from this, the really great news this morning, is that we have proof that we have two listeners.
Yes, we do. We certainly do. Absolute proof. We don't have to wait for ratings.
No.
We know where we stand. All right, well, Katie, you're off to Starbucks to spread the word there, okay?
All right. Off to Starbucks we go.
See you soon. All right. We will conduct some business and get back. You're going to learn how to sing to your Valentine in 6 easy steps. That's just around the corner. This is Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound. Welcome back in. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Andy had a really good idea of something Katie can do at Starbucks, and we'll run that by you. But right now we have yesterday's news. It was on this day back in 1960, Tonight Show star Jack Parr walked off stage with 4 minutes of the live show left as a protest against censors who deleted a 4-minute joke from the show the night before.
Wow.
Have you ever seen any footage of Jack Parr?
Yes, and he's intense.
The first time I saw him, he has this really odd vocal gait. He has these long periods of silence. But after you get into his rhythm, he was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just my first experience to it.
And he was the first one to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, he and Steve Allen, you know, they're the pioneers of late night TV. There was no template for how you do that stuff.
Nice.
Did it.
Sheryl Crow is 53 years of age today.
Wow. Is that allowed?
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me.
Tina Louise, who played Ginger on Gilligan's Island, is 81. I had her on the radio program. She came in to promote an umbrella. She kept referring to it as a parasol. She refused to talk about Gilligan's Island.
What?
Would
what,
answer
no. What else were you going to talk about?
Right.
An umbrella?
I mean, what else have you done? She refused to talk about it. She wanted to talk about her parasol.
Sheryl Crow. I met Sheryl Crow right as this song came out. What was this, 1995-ish,
right.
I want to say? And I meet her at a radio station. And she was, other than this song, unknown. And she was signing copies of her CD. And she turned to me and she said, "What would you like? How would you like me to sign this?" And I said, "To Andy, my eternal sex kitten, love Sheryl." And she looks at me, "No. No.
Not doing it."
She didn't do it.
All right, now, the universal question with Gilligan's Island, are you going Ginger or are you going Marianne?
I'm going Marianne. No, I'm going Mrs. Howell.
Oh, wow. All right, then I'll go Mr. Howell. I'll just go Skipper.
You're going to go full Skipper?
Yeah. All right, of all the guys, Gina, are you going to go Professor, Gilligan, Skipper, Mr. Howell?
There's just something so delightfully dopey about that Gilligan.
Yeah.
He's a sexy man. He just didn't know it.
He needs a woman like you to tell him.
Thank you to bring it out in him. Nice. Bring out his inner tiger.
It was
I bet he'd
day.
Bring you a pipe and slippers.
I know he would.
It was on this day that Thomas Edison passed away. Jennifer Aniston, wait for it, is 46.
Hey, she's my age.
She talks about how she broke into acting.
I was waitressing and doing this and that and the other thing. And I would audition. I couldn't get hired to save my life, but I would do off-Broadway theater, and that was great. And feeling like, well, it's off-Broadway. There's still the Broadway in there.
And turning 79, Burt Reynolds.
I got a feeling beneath those jeans is something wonderful just waiting to get out.
Love Burt Reynolds.
Watched that last night for probably the 12th time.
I wrote a script about Burt Reynolds. I love that man.
Was it Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights. Fabulous movie.
I saw it the one time. What is it you're so attracted to about
really?
It? Yeah.
It's an epic story of people's lives and pain and struggle and horror and great bodies. Launched Marky Mark's career.
Nah, a boy did
as
it.
An actor, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
Get it, Sheryl. Great song. Well, Chick on the Street is still out there. Plus, we're going to give you 6 tips on how you can sing to your Valentine. All of it coming up here on Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Toto, one of the greatest dudes in the world is Steve Lukather. This guy has played on every album. He was, well, all of Toto was instrumental on Thriller, Michael Jackson. But we're going to have Steve Lukather in this program. Have you guys met him?
Never.
I have not.
Okay. Well, just get ready to become a major fan because he is just a big idiot. all right. So, Jackie, what is the caller's name? Because I've lost contact with my screen. What is the caller's name?
His name is Don.
Okay. Let's go to Don. Don, good morning.
Good morning, you demented old circus monkey. You did it again. I love you.
What?
Well, if I listened to you for 25 years. I found the sound in the morning 2 weeks after you left. I tried to listen to Cackling Crap for a couple weeks and couldn't do it and found Uncle Joe. But if you're going to give out tickets every time we correct you, I'm going to be going to concerts all year long. Thomas Edison was born on this day.
Wait a minute.
According to my paper.
All right, wait a minute.
You said he died.
I'm telling you, it's on. Okay, here it is. In my paper, I'm reading it word for word. Thomas Edison died on this day in 1931. But you're saying that's incorrect?
Right.
Wait a second. Mark, he might be right. Is today October 18th?
No.
Okay, then no, you're wrong.
Look, it is on my show prep. It's not my fault.
Are you saying that it's on white paper with black letters?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
Yeah. And it came from the internet, so it's got to be true.
Yeah, it must be true.
Okay, listen, I hear you. I'm not going to take the hit on this one. I read what was on the paper. That's it.
You're
not
a victim.
My fault.
You're a victim in this.
That's what, in this particular case, uh-huh. I am. I'm a victim of reading what was on the paper.
You were Ron Burgundy.
However, we exactly. do have something from the booty box for you.
We sure okay, do, my dear. Let me ask you, I'm going to actually give you your choice. Who are you a bigger fan of, Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits or Bob Seger?
Turn the page, Bob Seger.
All right, yeah. My dear, you got one of our very last pairs of tickets to see Bob Seger at the Forum February 27th. The tickets are on sale now, but you, my dear, are going for free.
Shalom, Gina Grant.
Oh, shalom to you, my Shana Punham.
I appreciate you calling, man.
Thank you so much.
I don't think it's
Wind
cool.
Wind is hustling, bustling, gritty city. Sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
So, Katie, chick on the street, is at a Starbucks location. Andy had an idea we thought we'd try. Andy, why don't you explain?
Okay, so, Katie, can you hear me?
Great.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so here's the thing. You know how at Starbucks, the barista will write the name of the customer on the cup? I enjoy quite often when I'm riding yes. the elevator here at 5900, when someone gets on the elevator and I see that it's, you know, Tina written on her cup. You know, a couple floors past, I'm like, wait, your name isn't Tina, is it?
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah, how did you know that?
We were at that the thing over at, was it a Springsteen thing? Or was
maybe.
It? No, it was Bill Maher. Yeah, no. It was Nancy Sinatra's house. Yeah.
So
anyway, if you can find the name on someone's cup in there, you know, after they've sat down and they've, you know, been all enjoying right. it, and you can walk up and say, wait a minute, are you Jeff?
Have you Jeff been? From the thing.
From the thing.
Do you want and
the
me fact to do this before...
Yes.
Do you want me to do this before the speech?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It has to be in that order.
Okay. So I'm gonna find somebody with a name, act like I know them.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna read my speech. Yes.
When we tell you
okay,
to do the
so
speech.
Okay. So do you want me to enter wait. The building?
Can you hear me, Katie?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. There's a long delay on this one for some reason. All right, Katie, go in. Holding a radio station microphone and try to act like you remember this person from a prior instance.
Okay.
No pressure.
Walking
are you walking?
In. Yep, walking in. Walking in. I'm looking for a name on a cup. Not seeing one quite yet. I could always... I'm just going to whisper. I could always wait until they call out a name. Let me try to look around here for a cup on a name. There's just no cups yet. No cups with names.
How many people are in
Let
there?
Let me walk over here. Just going to walk. About 10. About 10 people.
That's a good crowd.
I'm sorry. You can't film in here.
We can't film?
Nope.
Okay.
Do
okay.
Your speech.
We'll turn that off. So sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too.
It's no, it's okay. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. I do...
Outside, you guys were fine.
Okay, yeah. All right. I do have a little something I just want to say.
Loud.
Well,
you know, it's... We could all get in trouble at the store. It's a policy. It's company policy. It's not my rule.
Oh, the
can
camera's
you do it from
off.
The door?
Camera's done.
Okay.
Yeah, camera's completely okay. off. If I could just have everybody's attention. Good morning. My name is Katie okay. Thompson, the chick on the street, and I'm here to tell you that my dad, Mark Thompson, is part of the new morning show on 100.3 The Sound, and that I'd love if you would all give a listen, because it's a real good time. All right, I got to go. I'm being kicked
out.
I got to go.
Ask
I
if
go.
There's any questions.
Up.
Questions.
Is there any questions as I leave? Nope, no questions. Getting kicked out. Gotta go. Out. Oh, on the street. Woo. Oh, you guys. Oh, God. So I'm reading it, and he's telling me in my ear, you have to leave.
I heard it.
Oh, I'm Katie, shaking. That was scary.
Katie, congratulations. You got kicked out of Starbucks.
Yay!
Nice.
I got kicked out of Starbucks. There were a team of people behind me about to just start pushing me out.
Good girl, Katie. And that sweet little face always buys her at least another 20 seconds.
It does.
He tried to stop me before the speech, but there was no stopping me once I got that paper out.
You go, absolutely, I'll be right out. But can I just say something really quickly?
I'm sorry?
You're the one with the great radio voice.
Well, thank you so much.
You have a great voice.
Well, thank you.
I think I listen to 100.3.
I think you should.
Katie,
I think I do.
Oh,
Katie.
You do. You do listen.
Tell him that your dad's not. Tell him your dad's not wearing pants.
My dad wants me to let you know that he is not wearing pants. He says okay, and he giggles and walks away awkwardly. Like, why'd you tell me that? Please stop.
All right, Katie, you did a fantastic job today. Tomorrow, Katie, now we've got these massage certificates in the booty box. So they're opening up early for Katie. She's going to go down. She's going to have her headphones and her apparatus with her as she gets a massage.
Yep.
So we'll check in with her throughout the hour tomorrow and find out just exactly what a relaxed state she's in with that massage she's going to be getting.
Have a great day, David. There we go. I got a cup name. There it was. I got it. I got the cup name.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Right, Katie,
that was the cup.
We're going to go. Congratulations. Great job with Chick on the Street. My daughter, Katie. Let's hear it for her.
Yay! Nicely done. Nicely
you know
done.
What? I'm gonna do a sign-off. This is Katie, Chick on the Street, signing off. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
It's different every time.
Yeah, which I like. I like it. It's an improv-y thing. It's perfect.
It's awesome.
All right. Remain where you are. Andy's going to share this Hong Kong birth story, and I'm going to teach you how to sing to your significant other for Valentine's. It's a ballsy move, but it will be something that you can do, and the 6 tips to help you do that. Back after this, it's Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound, Bruce. This is actually from the soundtrack of 50 Shades of Grey. It's out today. And I don't know the artist's name.
I believe there's love in you. Gridlocked on the dusty.
So 50 Shades of Grey, the reviews are in, and they're not terrible. Variety's Justin Chang wrote, not exactly whip smart, but this hotly anticipated bondage porn romance is in many ways a significant improvement on the book. Time Out New York's David Ehrlich wrote, quote, substituting heartache for handcuffs, 50 Shades is the rare studio romance in which the characters actually try to understand one another. Now, people are loving the soundtrack. Are you guys going to see this movie?
No.
So here's the thing. I'm not into this at all. I didn't read the book. I don't care at all about it. But I have a couple of girlfriends that said, Gina, surprise, we got tickets and you're coming on Saturday. So if I can't get out of it, you'll get a full movie report on Monday.
Listen, please don't get out of it. Would love to hear what you thought about it because the book, my wife tried to read them. We bought three. She tried to read them and she said that the book was so badly written.
Yep.
That she couldn't kind of get in. She said, I'm sorry, I wanted to read it and then jump your bones, but I couldn't. It was so badly written that I couldn't do it.
People said they can't even focus on the body content because there's so many punctuation errors.
Yeah.
Do you know that that 121 and over theater at the Arclight where you can have a martini while you watch the movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I would be able to see this. And I'd probably have to have a dirty magazine as well.
And now for the truly bizarre. Researchers in China have revealed that a baby girl born in 2010 with 2 tumors in her abdomen didn't actually turn out to be tumors. They were twin fetuses.
No!
Yep.
Ultrasound showed 2 small objects inside the baby. The doctors assumed they were tumors. 2 weeks after she was born, doctors performed surgery to remove them and determined that they were actually fetuses, 8 to 10 weeks old. Each one had a developed spine, limbs, rib cage, and intestines.
Mm-hmm. Oh. This was the story I was wanted to talk to you about.
I'm sorry.
No, no, it's fine. They say that this these births, they call it fetus in fetu. Mm-hmm. It happens once every 500,000 births.
Wow.
So I had a friend whose family lived up in Central California. So several years ago, we go up and we're hanging out at their place in Paso Robles. And there's a next-door neighbor who has this vineyard next door, and he's also a master mechanic. He made parts for racing cars. Mm-hmm. And he's about 65 years old. Let's say his name is Mike. And one day he says, I've got to go get checked up by a doctor. I've been having these abdominal pains.
Mm-mm. Oh, Lord.
Come to find out.
Hey, God. Gina, you okay?
Not after that pig story, I deserve this.
For 65 years.
Wow.
He had been carrying around a foot-long fetus inside his body, fossilized.
Wow.
He apparently had a sister, a twin at birth that didn't fully develop. So at age 65, he had that taken out of him.
And imagine the stench in that surgery room when they pulled that thing.
Now, who would think to say that?
My mind immediately goes to, I would say I was eating for two for the rest of my life and never stop eating.
I wonder if you could claim it on your taxes.
Yeah. A dependent.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's just burn through these. The sexiest accents. Now, Gina, you had some
I came up
choices.
With my own list of hot and not hot accents. I want to see how close I get to the real list.
Okay. Number 10, 3% said Scandinavian.
Hmm.
Number 9, Latin American.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Scottish.
Wait, Latin American? That isn't a country.
I couldn't disagree more with Scottish, by the way.
All right, go ahead.
Number 7, Spanish. If it's from a hot chick.
From Spain.
Or yes.
Gabriel Garcia Gael.
Castilian Spanish.
Yes.
Okay. Number 6, Italian. Number 5 is where I'm at. 7% said French.
Nope. It's the worst.
Number 4, did you have a bad experience?
I did.
Recently, it sounds like, yeah.
Do we need to hear this?
No, it's just, it's not a hot accent. It's really, it's not, you know what? It's not a manly, masculine accent.
And doodly-doo and doodly-swa.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Number 4, Australian.
Yes.
Mike. Number 3, the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Love a brogue.
This one surprised me. I guess maybe because we live here. But number 2, 8.7% said American accent.
Maybe it's just a status thing because we're, you know, a world power. They think that means something.
Which I wonder are these people from outside of America saying this, or is it people in America, like someone from here saying, oh, I love a good Southern accent. And
I think
it's
opinions from around the world.
All right.
And number 1, by the way, by far.
Well,
just think Cumberbatch.
Yep.
Number
1,
27%, by far the British.
I'll take it.
And notice that we didn't have anybody say this one.
Das war ein Befehl! Der andere Stein, das war ein Befehl!
Gotta be the most unattractive language accent working today.
German?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not on anybody's list.
Did you see that movie, the last 10 days of Hitler? And I can't think of the movie's name. It was Downfall.
No.
So made by Germany, it was breathtaking.
Wow, I'll check.
The guy
out.
Who played Hitler just knocked it out of the park.
Can I give you my list really quickly?
Yes, please.
I agree. The English. You know who didn't make it, which I find very attractive? The Russians. That is a hot accent. The Japanese, the Israeli, I like the Australians and the Irish too. The Portuguese, oh baby. But you know who I'm not? I don't prefer the French, German, Yiddish. But I do like an Israeli, Canadian, or Scottish. It's just not for me.
Well, when we come back, God loves the stupid criminal. We're going to share one of those. I love them too much. I have to each day just choose because there's so many dumb criminals. And I have to choose the few that I'm going to share. So when we come back, we'll jump into that. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Well, my plan, my evil plan of having Katie take over the entire world is working.
She smoked it again today with Chick on the Street.
Wait,
going
I thought the evil plan was for her to win an Academy Award.
that's the second evil plan.
Okay, it seems like there's mission creep.
Well, Katie is back now. Katie, in case you missed it, officially got kicked out of Starbucks today.
I did.
Good girl.
I did.
Yeah, so tell us the parts that we couldn't hear, the parts we couldn't see.
There were two. Well, at first there was one guy. You heard him. He was saying, please leave, stop.
Very nicely, very, very professionally. Nicely. And yeah.
But the second he saw the list, he just goes, no, you're not reading that. Yeah. And that's when I just went into it. And then I turn around and there were two people, like Starbucks people. Then there were three. Then there were four.
Wow.
And that's when their bodies started to kind of touch my back as to try to, all right, well, we're just going to nudge her here a bit. And that's when I started to head out. And then you said, ask any questions, scream that, you know, trying to get something from somebody. What you didn't hear was pretty much everybody that came out of Starbucks was saying how they're going to listen because I had the balls to go in there.
Yeah.
And shout at the top of my lungs as they repeatedly told me to stop and to get out.
And come on, it's a Starbucks. I'm sure random people go in and scream way crazier stuff than
yeah,
what you did.
Than what
and,
I was doing.
And they got coffee and a show. It was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and then I did see one guy's name as he walked out, and I said it, and he turned around so confused. He was like, how does she know my name? What's going on?
You read it on his cup.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, read it on the cup.
That is, by the way, that is fun for days. Stand outside a coffee shop, a Starbucks, and just call people by their first name.
The issue was that everybody were drinking talls. Duh. So that stupid little slip that goes over it is covering everybody's names. Yeah. I couldn't see any of them.
Well, now, tomorrow, what time is your massage?
You tell me. Well, no. I know that I will be... I know I'm to be here at 6:30. Or, I might be at Burke Williams by 6:30.
All right. Well, tomorrow, we've been giving out these certificates, these Burke Williams. So they're opening up early for Katie. They're going to give her a full massage. Katie is going to be laying on the table with her headphones...
Yep.
And her microphone ready to go.
Yep.
We've got to check the quality of the, because you went cyborg inside that store. So we got to check that. Huh?
In the Quickie Mart.
Yeah.
Cyborg.
Yeah. And so we got to check that. But we'll check in with her while she's getting this massage tomorrow.
And
so that should be some fun.
By the way, Mark, I would like to up the ante on the massage, if I might.
Yes.
Katie, I went to, as most of you know, on Friday after the show, I went to my energy healer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Miss Young Katie. And he said, well, anytime she wants to come in, she's welcome to. I go, she will be coming in with a wireless mic. He said, fine. Once she's on the table, she's welcome to tell you what she's experiencing. So we can do that next.
I really want to do it.
Hold on here. Why did you bring up Katie to your energy healer? Is there something that in some way, did she injure your chi? Did you?
Not that I'm aware of. I was just telling him where I had been, but what you're bringing up is possibly for my therapist.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Wow. It takes a village
to raise a Gina, Mark.
Yeah, that's what I was getting the ideas, because we've got the crystal person. We've got it. Do you go to the somebody read your palm? Do you have that?
Oh, I have a gaggle of psychics just waiting to talk to you, Mark. Any time we want to do a psychic segment, I can pull from maybe five.
I want to do all of these things. Yeah, I want to go do the energy healer.
Katie, I live an awesome life. Get on board.
Because, you know, I'm all for energy. I don't I mean, I believe in energy, but I wouldn't say that I'm completely sold on the I'm going to put my energy into this crystal and then wave it over you and it's going to enter your body.
This isn't technically crystal work, but you'll experience it and you'll report back.
Yeah, and because I am not really already into it, if something really does happen, I'll let y'all know that it's the energy is going through the bod.
My head is about to explode in this room.
Yeah. Well, Gina, we will tap into that. There'll be a time, and we're going to tap into that and see just what's up.
Great.
Okay, God loves the stupid criminals. Donald Harrison was suspected of attacking a woman he knew in her own apartment, then fleeing the scene and writing it on Facebook. Quote, time to leave Pennsylvania. The victim, who called cops to report the crime,
crime, call back several hours later when she saw that Harrison had updated his status with a photograph captioned, quote, "On my way to Spartanburg, South Carolina, say a prayer for me."
Oh,
after checking his schedule, Police Chief James Mann figured out that the bus was going to make its first stop in Youngstown, Ohio. He called Greyhound to ask the driver to delay departure. Then he contacted cops there who arranged to board and arrest the guy. He is in jail.
Good.
Okay, so remember what I said about the little mutated piglet that sometimes Mother Nature just takes care of these things? I kind of feel like this is happening again. Sometimes Mother Nature just thins the herd in her own special, mysterious way. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're that dumb, you're going to go to jail, and God love you for it. And then Andy had mentioned this one earlier. A water manager for California's Public Utilities Commission has been suspended without pay for not being able to manage his own water when he peed in the San Francisco's drinking reservoir.
Oh, my God.
Word leaked out that Martin Sanchez had taken a leak into the 675 million gallon Priest reservoir, forcing authorities to drain it entirely.
No!
675 million gallons.
Okay,
of water.
This happened. Remember, this happened last April in Portland when some teenager did the same thing and they got rid of all that water.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. There's no reason to do that.
It's criminal.
Now, they drained it and then briefly leaving more than 2 million people tapped out completely of water.
God.
Technically, no one was in any real medical danger given the number of filters in place, but a tipster said that Sanchez made a habit of doing this.
Oh, my goodness.
Which prompted his bosses to step in. Sanchez will receive a one-week suspension from his job.
Oh, that's
one
adorable.
One-week suspension.
For putting how many people out of water?
2 million.
Oh.
And get this, to manage water... This guy's making $111,000 a year.
No, to pee in the water. He's making $100,000. So I have one question about this. If he's prosecuted for this, will he be tried by a jury of his peers?
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
You always know you'll have one fan in
Katie. Is this thing still on?
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
Is this thing still on?
No, but it was.
I'm here all week.
It was so
Try the
now,
veal.
Now, Andy, here's what I want to know.
Try the veal.
How long you been sitting on that one? About 3 minutes.
My
just
whole
waiting for
life.
Me to
this is the pinnacle.
For just such an occasion.
Oh, I had to get out of my chair.
All right. We'll conduct business. We will return. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3. Mark in the Morning. Welcome in. 100.3 The Sound. We stare at Uncle Joe. What's up for the 10 at 10?
Hold on. Before you do this,
why?
I just have I have an idea for something.
Why? Mm-hmm.
This is the junction between our show and Joe's show.
Yeah.
Mikey, can you hit the button on this?
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
Who invited Andy into this?
Come on. That's Petticoat Junction. We were talking about a guy peeing in the water supply earlier.
We're really going downhill fast.
That show always featured the girls swimming in the water supply.
I'd rather talk to Gina about petticoats.
Yeah, exactly. And you get to take it right in from pee talk into your show.
Those girls, they're swimming in the water supply again.
Oh,
so what is up for grabs on the 10 at 10?
1972, prime year for music. I was driving a 72 Pinot around then. And you,
oh,
Mark,
it was a nice
you
car.
There was no backseat in it, so if there was, it didn't matter. Sounds 1010, supported by Universal Studios Hollywood. When you buy a day, you get the rest of 2015 free opening this summer. Is the new Fast and the Furious supercharged ride. There were no back seats that counted in that, and why would you to haul groceries?
Only Ralph Nader knows for sure.
I was driving a 1973 Volkswagen. There was a back seat, and the back seat would lift out. It's where the battery was, and right next to the battery was a ton of room. I was brought up in a dry county, drove 13 miles. That area under the back seat would hold a case of beer.
Good boy.
And that's how I
that's called bootlegging.
Junior Johnson.
That's bootlegging.
This is great.
Tomorrow on the program, we're getting real Valentine's-y. Chick on the street's going to get a massage. Plus, we welcome in very funny man, Maz Jobrani.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That is tomorrow.